Hello. Calls to
Carolyn
are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. Good morning. This is Chaya returning your call from Family First Home Care. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
I called so many people. What company is this?
Okay, so we are from Family First Home Care.
Mm-hmm.
How could we help you?
Well, I was looking for a company that can provide aids.
Sure, we definitely do that. Which county are you in?
I'm in Bucks County.
Yeah, we do service that area. So do you need an aid for yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sure. We're going to definitely assist you. So, I'm going to take your... Do you have Medicaid?
Yes, I'm on the waiver program.
Oh, that's great. So you're going to be able to get started really quick because, you know, yeah, you're approved for the services. And that can be very fast. Amazing. And you want us to find you an aide, or do you have a friend or family member that wants to be your aide?
I need you to find me an aide.
Not a problem. We're going to start right away to work on it. I'm just going to take your information, and we're going to jump on it right away, okay?
Oh, okay. You sound very positive.
Yeah, we are. We are actually one of the largest agencies in your area.
Okay,
and,
now,
yeah.
When you say my area, because I've had agencies from Philadelphia that call and say they can take on my case, and then when they start sending the aides from Philadelphia, they stop coming because they say it's too far.
Oh, so our office is in Philadelphia, and we have aides. We take aides that live in Bucks County, and they go to you. So we don't send aides from Philadelphia to Bucks. And I'm going to take note that you want someone that lives close by to you, and we're going to work on that, okay?
Okay.
Great. So let's start. What is your date of birth?
8/27/48. I just turned 77.
Oh, happy birthday. That is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you many more happy, healthy years.
Yeah, healthy is the word, healthy.
Yeah. Okay, what is your first name?
Carolyn.
So it's K-A-R?
No, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N.
All right, and last name?
Darden, D-A-R-D-E-N.
D-A-R-D-E-N?
Yes.
All right.
Yep,
so I have your information here, and your... Okay, I have your Medicaid ID, which is good. Let me just get it real quick. Date of birth.
Okay, I don't want to move too fast unless, you know, I'm sure you can provide services because I've talked to many agencies.
We could absolutely provide services. Yeah, we have quite a few aides and Bucks available, and we're going to, you know, work on it right away. We have many applicants daily in your county that need work.
Okay, so what is your position there? Do you know the aides well, or you just go by the application?
Yeah, so we do background checks, and, you know, we make sure the aides are very good and reliable and everything. So I can actually, right after I finish your information, I can transfer you over to our intake team, and they're going to right away, you know, assist you. You know, so hopefully it could all be done in one phone call. Okay?
Wait. Intake, so you don't do the intake, so you don't know too much about the aides. Is that correct?
So that's, I'm not actually doing the staffing. There is another department for that, but I'm very often in touch with them, and I take the applicants, too.
Hmm.
I have no idea what that said.
Okay, I don't want to get stuck again. Because people talk, you know, agencies talk very positive. We can do this. We can do that.
You want me to check right now if we have any aides available in box? Okay, sure. Give me a minute. What is your address?
I'm in Levittown.
Okay, do you want to give me your exact address?
No, because Levittown, they should know whether they can come here or not.
Yeah, no, but in order for me to put in your information, I would need the exact address.
So,
did I give you a number 215?
I'm on Zoom, so that's what you're hearing. Everybody talking loud. So, but, you know, I don't want to move too fast. I've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
So they just need to know the area that I'm living. So if they, I just ask the A's if it's too far for them. Because I found my own experiences. Agencies will say, oh, yes, we can service you. The A's will come out to you. And then they send the aide one time. And then the aide comes back to the agency and says, oh, that's too far. So I want to alleviate that situation because some of these aides from Philly don't know where Levittown is until they get the address, until they get, they're told where to go. So I need to know if they are familiar with Levittown. It's not that big of a town. So either they know something about Levittown or they don't.
So it's Levittown, it's L-E-V?
L-E-V-I-T-T-O-W-N, Levittown. It's near Bristol. It's near, not far from Langhorne, mall, you know, the mall up there. I can't even think now because I'm my age, but... Yeah, the mall.
Sure,
yeah,
give
here.
Me a minute. I'm going to call the staffer. I'm going to be right back with you. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Hold on.
Mm.
Okay, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. She was not available on the moment. She didn't answer the phone. I sent her a message. So let me gather your information. I'm going to send it over to her. And then if she says that she doesn't have an A, then I'm going to let you know. Okay?
Oh, listen. Now, when I first talked to you, you said you have plenty of A's in the Bucks County. And now you're telling me that you have to... call her and let her know where I live so she can tell you whether I have A's.
So let me tell you how it works. It works that basically I take the call, I see what you want, and we, many times, we have applicants. I know that we have a lot of applicants. How it works is that I take the information, I send it over to the staffer, and they jump on it and work on it to get an 8 for you. You know, they do marketing and, you know, we do all that we can to get an 8 for you. So if we can, then we're going to let you know. But we should be able to. I don't see why not.
Okay, well, I gave you my information, so
yes.
I'll just wait for her to call me back.
Yes, all I need from you still is your exact address.
I can't give you that. I gave you Levittown. That should be enough.
Okay. And what else? Okay. And you have any minors present in your home?
Do I have what?
Any minors in your home or no?
No, it's just me.
Oh, just you. Okay. So, yeah, let me send it over to her, and I'm going to call you back. Okay?
And I'll give you the zip code. That should help a lot, the zip code.
Oh, sure. What is that?
19055.
All right. And that's in Bucks County. And I'm putting a / Levittown.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, what's the name of your company again?
Family First Home Care.
Family First. And you're located in Philly?
Yeah.
Family First. Okay, I'm going to have my aide write that down.
Oh, so you do have an aide?
Yeah, but we're going to need more hours.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. I would need your aide's name and phone number, too.
Why?
Okay, you know what? Let's first see if we have an aide for you, and you can give it to me after that if you want.
Yeah, of course.
Because we're going to have to sign her up. So, okay, let's see after that. All right.
She may not be coming with me to the company.
Oh.
I'm looking for a new company.
Oh, uh-huh. All right. So we'll be in touch. All right?
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What was your name again?
Chaya. Chaya.
Chaya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kaya. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.